Hello there, thanks once again for listening to Seek the Truth. Trust that you'll be helped and find it beneficial by listening to what we have to say today. I'm just back from a trip to the north of Ireland, to a place called Growl, and or I think the locals probably call it Growl, and it was a good time, and I had the opportunity to talk to folks about the Bible over the week that I was there. So we were focusing our attention on a book from the first half of the Bible, the book of Isaiah, quite an old book, and we were thinking about what was it generally about and why was it written and what relevance has it got for people today in our day and generation. But one of the things that we thought about was that one of the things that is stated at the beginning of many books in the Bible is who was about and who was in control, what were the politics of the day. And obviously going back into ancient times, there were kings, there were despots, there were other forms of government than maybe we would be used to today in a democratic society. And this book, Isaiah, it starts off by telling us that the prophet, that what he saw in the days of four kings, Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah. It's very interesting when you begin to then go back and read in different books in the Bible about this. You read about it in 2 Kings, you read it in 2 Chronicles. But you know what really struck me when I was reading that and thinking about it was that in three of those kings it mentions who their mother was, and it also in a couple of them mentions who the grandfather was. And I began to think, you know, that in people's lives that their mother plays a vital and an important role. I suppose, sadly, there are people who have had difficult relationships with their mother. Maybe not had the love or the care or the kindness that they would have longed for. And it's left a real void in their life. It's left a real mark upon them in a negative sense. But there have been others, many, who had a good mother, who pointed them in the right direction, who taught them right from wrong, but most of all, who gave them love, and by the life they lived, planted seeds and showed a living example of a good life. Now, of these kings that we're talking about, there's a man who's called Uzziah. He's also called Azariah in parts of the Bible. And it tells us that his mother's name was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And her name means God or Jehovah will enable. And here was a woman who had a great influence upon a man who was going to defend the things that belong to God's people. He had a real heart to defend things to do with God's people. The second king that's mentioned is a man called Jotham. And his mother's name was Jerusha. And she was the daughter of a priest. His name was Zadok. So we have his granddad and his mother mentioned. And this man becomes a man who builds something that's of lasting value. And it says about him, he became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord his God. I wonder today the influence that you or I might have on our families. Are we people who build something of value in life, or are we just building things that we'll leave behind? The things that are seen are temporary, the Bible teaches. The things that are unseen, the spiritual things, are eternal. The Lord Jesus, he said to people when thinking about those types of issues, he said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? So the Lord Jesus was saying you could build everything in this life and achieve so much, but if it's not of lasting value, then it's of no advantage in the long run. See, God made us to discover him in this life. God wants us to come into the knowledge of God and to come to understand he wants that eternal relationship with us. He wants us to face the reason why we don't have it, our fallen nature, our sin, and he wants us to understand he's provided for us through the death of his son Christ, died for us, for our sins, and that the death of Christ deals legally with my sins so that I could be forgiven. I wonder if I'm a good example. I wonder how much influence I received from my mother, which was a lot, to be honest, and a lot of it unwritten, but yet has a great effect upon your life. Out of the four kings, only three it mentions their mother. And the one it doesn't, he really lived a pretty disastrous life and didn't achieve much that would be of lasting value. The last of the four kings, a man called Hezekiah, and it tells us his mother's name was Abijah, and she was the daughter of a good priest. His name was Zechariah. And this man was outstanding. In a day when people had given up on God, when they turned their back on God, when they didn't even have any interest in the true and living God, he turned people back to God and he restored something for God that was of such value and importance. That's the kind of day we live in, where lots of people think God's irrelevant. Some say he's not even there. Would we be people that would grasp the truth, that would come to understand what is right and real and of lasting value? I trust you would maybe look into those things a bit more, and that you would come to understand the true priorities in life, and most of all, come to know the Lord Jesus, the one whom to know is life eternal. We trust God would bless you, and we trust that we might, if we're parents or grandparents, that we might seek to live our lives in such a way that we'll be a good influence on others, and that we who are under and have experienced the relationships like those might learn from them. God bless you. Listen to more of the stuff if you want to. We'd love you to do that. It's seekthetruth.org.uk, or click onto that and then go and read something that's on the blog as well. Thank you once again for listening.